Fuck. That's a good way to start, right? This is Chris Johnson. I've had a lot of shit jobs in my day. I may have even used that line before in a previous podcast, but it's true. I worked at Burger King. I worked at Sunoco. I worked as a fucking janitor. I worked at a dining hall. I worked at like FedEx or UPS. I can't remember which one. I think it was FedEx for like 3 days before I said, fuck this. I worked as like a groundskeeper for baseball diamonds. The worst job I think I've ever had, though, was an RA. You know what that is, right? RA. Those fucking nerds. The resident assistant, right? Resident assistant is what an RA is. And in college, they're like, they live on the floors with you. They like keep things in order, supposedly, right? That's what they're supposed to do. There's two kinds of RAs. There is fucking nerd, super serious RA that like, are you drinking? Put the beer away. You know, that fucking asshole RA that's going to write people up for just being 18-year-old college kids. And then there were RAs like me who didn't give a fuck. You might be wondering, why the fuck would you want to be an RA? Very simple. They paid for your room. You got a single. You got better furniture. And your meal plan was basically covered. I did it for 3 semesters. And it's a good deal. I mean, it saved me like at least $10,000. But at the same time, though, like, I don't know if it was really worth it. Because it sucked so fucking hard. Picture your worst job. And then picture living there. Like, you do a lot of shit jobs. You've had a lot of shit jobs. You might hate your job now, but at least you go home at the end of the day. You know, you go see your cats. You go see your kids. You go see your husband. You go see your wife. You go see your fucking couch or your bed or your fucking television. Whatever the fuck you got going on, you fucking go there. And then you just decompress, and then that's it. As an RA, you didn't fucking have that because you lived at your fucking job. Any fucking second, that goddamn phone would ring, or there could be a knock at my door, and it would be my boss or some fucking nerd resident wanting to chat my fucking ear off about something or bitch about how I wasn't doing this or all this fucking nonsense. You couldn't fucking escape it. It was miserable. It was so bad. I hated it so much, but I wanted to save the fucking money. You know what I mean? My parents didn't pay for my college, so I took out my own loans. I'm not bitching about that. I'm fine with that, but it was just the reality. You know what I mean? Like, you're trying to save money. You're trying to get your own fucking room, and that's what you did, or that's what I did. A guy I worked with at the radio station, a talk show host, said to me one time when he found out I was an RA, he said, dude, you must have been a pretty shitty fucking RA. And I guess he's right. I mean, I was shitty in the sense that, like, I didn't do what they told me to do. My residents like me because I didn't give a fuck. I mean, I let them be adults. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Just don't be assholes, essentially, is the pitch. If you're not an asshole and you're not super loud, I don't give a rat's ass what you do. I didn't say, you know, fucking play beer pong in the hall. Because essentially, like, I mean, if you make me do something, then I'll have to do something. You know what I mean? But if you don't make me fucking do anything, I'm not going to fucking do anything. Right? Everybody understands that. Well, it didn't work. And I was on job probation for about half my tenure. I got put on job probation twice. I had numerous meetings with my supervisor and her supervisor, and it was just an overall shitty experience. Here's what happened. We're supposed to go to this meeting. We had staff meetings like every Monday at like 10 o'clock. And, you know, you'd go downstairs and there'd be something written on the whiteboard like, you bring your packets to the meeting, you know, and all the nerds would bring their fucking packets to the meeting. So, you know, it said like, you know, bring, you know, this folder to the meeting. And I didn't know what the fuck that folder was. Like, I really had no idea. So I talked to like some other people. I'm like, what the fuck is this folder? And they're like, I don't know. So I thought like it was this, I thought it was something else. And me and half the people thought it was something else. So we went to this fucking meeting. We're in there, with my boss. And she's like, take out this. And I took out like the wrong thing. And she's like, you're unprepared. You got to leave. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? She's like, no, you are unprepared. It was written on the board. It was your responsibility to be prepared at this meeting, and you got to go. I was like, fuck that. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. So I argued with her in front of the whole staff because it was fucking ridiculous. Fuck you, man. You weren't here. She was at like fucking class until 9:45, so I couldn't ask her. I went and I asked somebody else. I brought what I thought I needed to bring. And you're kicking me out of the fucking meeting? She's like, we're kicking you out of the meeting, and it's your responsibility to make up this meeting at another time. Fuck no, it's not. I'm not fucking going to any meeting at any other fucking time. Fuck you. We're having this meeting right now. I can either go upstairs and bring the shit back downstairs, we can have the fucking meeting, or I'm fucking leaving, and that's it. Fuck you. We're not having another fucking meeting. So I argued with her about it for fucking long enough, and my buddy D-Block jumped in, And it was bad. It was bad. The two of us went at it with her for a little while, but eventually we're not winning that battle, so we got kicked out. We left. We got kicked out of the fucking meeting, right? So D-Block's like, yo, fuck this. There was like 17 people on staff. Like 8 people got kicked out of the meeting. He's like, let's just take the shit and go back to the fucking meeting now. So we did. We tried to do that. We tried to go back into the fucking meeting with it, and it just fucking exploded even more. Holy shit. D-Block got fired. I got put on job probation. Another one of my buddies got like a fucking reprimand. It was a goddamn mess. Not much of the staff talked to me after that. I was like a pariah. D-Block was gone. It was just me. I mean, I like some other people on staff. I mean, there's some cool people on staff, really. But, you know, out of the 17, about 9 of them were fucking douchebags. You know, it's the way it works. You know how Twitter works? You send me a tweet, and I respond to you. @JohnsonHatesYou. And follow the podcast, too. You know where.